QB1 was talking yesterday as Bills get set for preseason action. First big game Saturday at the stadium. It's a 1 o'clock Saturday preseason game.
Oh, it's 1? I didn't even know.
It is a 1 o'clock game.
Thank you for telling me.
Sometimes they'll do them night, but this is a regular, like, for the logistics of the stadium, of the in and out, this will be the closest to a regular
Watch
weekend 1
Watch with the fair traffic,
game.
Too.
Dude,
it's gonna be night. It's going to be a nightmare. I mean,
I'm
wonderful
there
thing.
Tonight we're doing some work, and then tomorrow I'll be doing the music for the game. So it should be fun. We will see. Josh talking about he wants to play. Like, I know you've been looking for his Eye of the Tiger.
Maybe this is it.
It's close. It's not. This isn't the raw energy that you're looking for, but it's Josh saying he's in.
I'd love to play. I couldn't tell you how long or how many drives or what's the case there, but to get out there and get a good feeling and a good sense of the game and get a good sense of the guys around me. I feel like that's important to do. So whether that's game 1, 2, or 3, whatever it is, going into the game with the mindset of I am playing no matter what, and whether I do or not, that's up to Coach Brady.
Yeah, it is up to Coach Brady, and you don't usually see your big name starters. You might see one series or something.
Listen to Joe right here.
Yeah, this is what Joe said. So Joe Brady, new head coach, coming in. And kind of changing things up. A couple of things I note about this coach is that he's not big on the details. When injuries come up and stuff, he's like, would you describe it? What did you say? Like a Lindy Ruff?
Yeah, it's like hockey. Yeah. Yeah. Lower body, upper body. Yeah. No.
Real
timetables.
Vague on the injuries.
Yeah. We're learning some of the guys just recover and their kind of process. Again, we haven't had timetables or expectations of how that kind of works. I think the training room is doing a great job with the guys of we are pushing guys to kind of go. And, you know, I think it's the message to the guys, like, we'll have 11 guys in the huddle and we'll be all right. And to say, hey, this guy's going to be out this many weeks, I don't feel comfortable saying that.
Give us the body parts, though. Like what Matt's dealing with, what's Connor dealing with? At least specify what those are.
Lower body.
Lower body, zero.
Big.
Yeah, there you go. Should I say lower body extremity?
Super vague on what it is. Josh Allen did talk about playing in the new facility. There are things that matter to him. He talked about like the light, the way the light comes in, the sight lines, all that good stuff, where the clock is, like things that they've been used to doing. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah, I think adaptability within the grass or turf, whatever field is out there, understanding where the play clocks and the game clocks are, different lights, the light patterns, they make a difference for the receivers and punt returners, kick returners. So, I mean, there's quite a few different variables out there, and to get as comfortable as we can before we play in there, that's, I think, very beneficial for us.
Go Bills, first preseason game, Saturday night. I believe there's a new beef going on one side, the great Lionel Richie, on the other side, Chris Brown and Usher, and it's kind of funny.
What's going on?
Lionel Richie, if you don't know, is on a big tour. It's Earth, Wind & Fire and the Commodores, a collabo tour. It's a huge
Legendary.
Production. And they're kind of two different camps, but they're together for this one, so it's cool. Earth, Wind & Fire, Commodores, Lionel Richie, on stage at the Sing a Song All Night tour. Lionel Richie had the crowd laughing when he joked that Chris Brown and Usher's big stadium tour isn't exactly original. He said, Usher and Chris Brown, they're trying to do something new? Huh. Commodores with Earth, Wind, and Fire, we've been doing this back 40 years ago. Only difference is between then and now, we didn't go to jail. Mic drop. Ouch. So he lobs one over to Chris Brown, Usher, whatever situation they got going on. The joke seemed to be aimed at Chris Brown's legal problems, and Chris took it in stride. After seeing the viral Instagram clip, Chris Brown comments, "Damn, Unc, we love you, Papa." And I don't know. I thought it was a pretty sweet,
funny.
Pretty sweet response. Kind of funny. Lionel Richie is wrapping his tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire while Chris Brown and Usher. The closest they got here, I think, was the Cleveland stop, which my friend worked on and said the crowd was like one of the best he's ever seen at that type of show. And my friend, so you got to understand, my buddy does technical. He's a metal guy, but he really got into Chris Brown and Usher that night. He's like, I really like this. I like the crowd. I like the energy.
I like this.
So there is that. So we're going to follow the Lionel Richie, Chris Brown beef and see how this one plays out.